Hey everybody, I'm a little late today on going live for my Monday weekly wisdom. It's awesome to have you guys here. I'm going to give it a little time to start building. I am in the Quad Cities. I'm in Davenport, Iowa, where I own hundreds of houses. It's part of my real estate portfolio. Actually, probably about 250 houses just in this area. I pop up here, not a lot, maybe once every 6 months to check on everything that's going on. Hey, good morning, Claudia. We're letting people jump on here. I know it's a little late, so I missed my morning time, but you guys will catch it on the replay if you missed it. This is, I think, the 424th Weekly Wisdom. So this is, lots of years in the making every single week. So today, I'm here with Matt Larson. Matt is one of my top real estate students and a dear friend. Matt is someone that has, Matt, I'll let you tell your story in a second here, but it's really inspirational. I want Matt to share a little bit about himself because it'll inspire you. No matter where you are in your life, we all have problems, we all have obstacles, we all have things to overcome. And this guy just did an amazing job overcoming, going to another level. I asked him, he's got so much going on. He manages over 500 properties. He sold 40 houses last month.
February,
40 houses. How many last month?
Like March.
36 last month. So imagine managing 500 houses, sold over 70 in the last 2 months. And not that long ago, Matt was a machine shop worker doing 60 hours a week, struggling, stressing, reading books on anti-anxiety. So great, great story. But we're not here to talk about real estate today. Talking about success and how we can all overcome with the right tools, with the right habits. So it's really cool to have you guys. Yuri, appreciate all the great quotes on Instagram. Todd, what's up, man? Good to see you guys. So you guys ready? We'll talk a little bit about goal setting. Again, share. Love the likes. Love the thumbs up. Share this with people you think need it. That's how this momentum gets going. Matt, you want to say hey?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me
sit here.
Sure. Just say hi. So,
hey everybody. I think Dean's going to have me talk a little bit about goals today, but you want me to talk a little bit about, my background or something?
Yeah. Just inspire people.
So you know? I'm in real estate. I'm a real estate investor, as Dean mentioned. I started in 2005 and since then done 2,000-3,000 deals. I don't know the exact number. I lost count a long time ago. But I have a great team. We're here at my office, and we buy and sell, buy and flip houses. But I started, 12 years ago. I worked in a machine shop, never went to college. Actually, I went to college for one semester, and they asked me not to come back. So that was the end of my college career. But I worked in a machine shop for a really long time.
You saw this infomercial, right? You on TV.
I saw this infomercial and bought Dean's book. And, took action right away, and within 30 days did my first deal. Within the first year, I did 12 deals. Within the first 3 years, I did about, I think, around 100 deals total. And so never slowed down, never stopped. The crash hit, took off like crazy, created all these opportunities. And now we're in my office, and even though I had my first employee, in 2013, I hired my first employee. Now my company's exploding, growing. And we have 24 people in this office right now that just 100% work on my stuff. So it's pretty neat. It's been a crazy journey, but it's been a lot of fun. So.
All right, cool. Well, let me just tap this. Let me see. I'm not the best at this. This taps, it turns around. Let's see. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. So I asked Matt, I'm like, with all the stuff you got going on, how can we serve all of our Facebook family, give you something you could take away today, right? That's my whole goal when you guys watch this. I want you to be inspired. I want you to be motivated. I want you to think bigger for yourself. Take advantage of the potential you have living inside of you. But what I like more than anything is if you can leave with something, right? If you can leave with a takeaway that you can insert in your life, that's the goal. And it's pretty cool. I get to be friends with so many of my students, whether you're a success student and read my book on just being more successful in life or real estate education biggest educator in real estate in the world. Sold millions of books in the real estate space, and it's so amazing not only to be friends but to come here and watch someone like Matt go from machine shop worker to living life on a truly abundant level. Failure, of course. Mistakes along the way, absolutely. But having the drive to do it and actually taking action is so cool. So anyway, without further ado, what I want to do is I asked Matt how he gets through such busy days, and he still sets goals in a really simple way, and I asked him to jump on the whiteboard and share it with you guys. So I think you guys should watch this. Take it away.
Okay, so Dean just asked me to talk about goals. We're really big into goal setting, And everybody in my whole team does sets goals. We do weekly goals. We actually do weekly meetings to talk about our goals in what's called a scorecard. So we every single employee has a scorecard with their own goals. But I wanted to break down real quick how we look at our goals. First of all, you know, we try to set realistic goals. You know, everybody wants to make $1 million right away. And, you know, that's not necessarily realistic if you're brand new in whatever business that you decide to be. My business is real estate, but a lot of you out there do anything and everything. So the first thing is when I'm setting goals is I make sure it's realistic. You know, I sold, 50 houses in February. And that was a big number, but it was also a realistic number. I've sold thousands and thousands of houses over the last, you know, decade. So that's a realistic number. If you're brand new and your business is real estate and this is your first day on the job, you might not be able to say, I'm gonna do 50 houses in 1 month. So you've gotta make it realistic. If you've got, take money goals, for example. Let's say that last year in your business you made $100,000 and you're trying to double your income. Well, saying going from 1 year make $100,000 and doubling it the following year, that's realistic. If you made $100,000 and said, hey, I'm going to make $1 billion next year, that's not necessarily realistic. So I like to keep our goals realistic. That's one of the biggest things. The next thing is we measure them. Like I said, we do like a scorecard every week. We measure what it is that we're trying to accomplish. So if, you know, some people are setting goals to, you know, and you guys all have different businesses out there, but some people are setting goals to save time. Maybe they're working 60, 70 hours a week, and your goal is to put something in place or hire the right person or build a new system or get a new piece of software involved that saves time. Your goal might be to save 10 hours a week or 20 hours a week. And some people might have a goal to make more money. Whatever it is, we try to set up a realistic goal that we can measure, that we can then turn around the following week and see how we did. So you want to make sure that when you set a goal that you have a specific measurable piece that you can look at it every week. The next thing is you got to have a timeline. You can't just say, hey, I want to make $1 million. You got to put a little pressure on yourself and say, hey, by certain, you know, day, you know, let's say it's by December 31st, 2017, I want to be working, you know, 20 hours less a week than I am now. I want to be making $100,000 more a year. Or in some of you guys' cases, maybe it's $1 million. Everybody has a different agenda based on what it is that how they define their perfect life. And I was just telling Dean, for me, I was just telling him last night at dinner that, you know, my thing isn't, you know, making more and more money. It's basically trying to create more time. I want to work less and less hours right now. That's just the phase in life I'm in. But at one time it was, I want to make a lot more money. So you got to have a timeline. We do, just so you know, we do daily, my company, daily, weekly, and yearly goals. So we're looking at every single piece. I really don't think that you want to just set a yearly goal only, because that's too much time that passes by before you can measure it. You don't know how well you're doing if you just set a yearly goal. So set daily goals, because what we're going to do is we're going to break this up into small pieces. So if you've got, if you're trying to accomplish a really big thing, let's just take, for example, let's say that you want to increase your income by $100,000 per year. And I'm just using this as an example. You could do this for anything. That sounds like a lot of money maybe to a lot of people. But if you broke this $100,000 up into 12 months, just quick math off the top of my head, that's like $8,300 per month. Well, all of a sudden, now $100,000 doesn't look so intimidating when you know that you've got to break that up into a month or 12 months and it's $8,300 a month. Now you could break that up even further and figure out, okay, if I'm going to make a certain amount of money, what is the daily number, what is the daily amount of money I need to make in order to set that up? So, you know, you can accomplish anything by breaking it up into a small enough piece. So we look at our goals daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly. We break them up into small pieces, and then all of a sudden, the impossible becomes possible. One of the other big things you'll hear me always refer to as well is I'm always talking about my team. So you don't have to achieve your goals by yourself. Maybe you have a best friend that you can talk to, and maybe they're willing to help you, you know, through some of the harder times or through some of the issues. Maybe you do have a personal assistant or employee that's helping you with your business. Get as many people involved in your goals as you can, and then be willing to help other people with theirs as well. So, I mean, that's basically the breakdown of what I do when I'm setting our goals.
That's awesome, Matt. Hold on, I'm going to jump back here. All right, yeah. So that's someone who's, you know, what I love about talking about things like this is that, you know, there's a million things you could be watching on Facebook. It's the busiest place on the planet, right? There's everybody is fighting for your attention on Facebook. And that's great because we are in the information age. You know, I read an article recently that we were in America, especially, no matter where you are in the world, we were in the agricultural age. What's up, Jay St. Hilaire? What's going on, man? We were in the agricultural age. And then we went to 1900 or so, we went into the industrial age. And now we are in the information age. And think about that. We are finally realizing the value of information. Why would we dare learn through trial and error? Why would we forge a new path when you have the opportunity to learn from people doing it and playing it at a higher level? I mean, one of the secrets to success is learn from people playing the game that you want to play at the highest level possible. And that's what the information age is all about. How awesome is it we get to just click a button, go live, tens of thousands of people will watch this video by the end of the day and see how a guy who went from being a machine shop worker, struggling, reading books on anti-stress books every single day, trying to figure it out, ready to just explode, not knowing. I remember you saying, Matt, he's sitting right here. I remember Matt saying to me that you looked down the line of all the machine shop workers, and there was a guy on the line that was like 70 years old, and he was making like, what, $2 an hour more than you? $2, and he remembers that anxiety of that. And Matt went from that guy, I don't know where you guys are or where you are watching this right now, but he went from that to a company that's booming to 25 employees, to helping support other families. I mean, he might employ 25 people, but they have husbands and wives and children that he helps employ. And this simple little thing today, this goal setting exercise, isn't something that you read in the back of the book or something you learn in a course. This is what I'm in his office coming up here checking on my properties. It's what he does every single day. So Mirza, what's going on, man? It's always good to hear from you. Liberio, awesome dude, appreciate it. Good to have you guys here. We came on a little late today. Everybody will catch this after they come home from work. But I want you to think about how simple that is. So goals. Set realistic goals. As simple as that sounds, when's the last time you set a daily realistic goal? Have you done that today? So maybe you're watching and say, I know about goals. I heard about that before. When did you set, what about your week, your month, your quarter, your year? When's the last time you did it? New Year's? What about doing it every day? What about measurable goals? People set all these goals and expectations, what they want, but they don't put a measuring stick to it. Nothing grows without being measured. If you're not analyzing your goals, if you're not putting a measurable piece on it, you can say, well, I think I'm getting there. No, it's either yes or no. It's black or white. My friend Frank Kern talks about binary thinking. Either you're getting towards your goals or you're not. Either you're making money or you're losing money. Either you're moving towards a bigger future or you're sliding back down the mountain. When you put it in black and white, it kind of calls you out on your own shit, for lack of a better word, right? And then a timeline. Somebody says, I want to make more money. Well, what do you mean you want to make more money? By when? What are you going to do? What's the timeline? How do you know if you're succeeding or failing? That's, you know, in today's world, everybody says scorecard. But of course, would you watch a football game if there was no score? Would you watch a basketball game if there was no score? Hell no. But why aren't you keeping score of your life? Why aren't you deciding if you're winning this game, if you're winning the financial game, you're winning the success game, you're winning happiness, abundance, health? If you don't score it, then you're just, you know, playing a game like you're in minor league where the last time they played baseball without scoring was a minor league. Do you want to play in the minor leagues? Or you want to play in life in the major leagues? Keep score, create a timeline, and then break it up. Kaizen. The study of Kaizen is one step, one little piece at a time. That's how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you win or run a 1,000-mile race? One step at a time. When Japan rebuilt after World War II, they had to adapt Kaizen because everything was destroyed. They looked at everything gone. They couldn't imagine trying to rebuild Japan. But what did they do? They rebuilt it one brick at a time, one person at a time, one business at a time, and it turned into such a thriving country so fast because they adapted Kaizen. That's what Matt's talking about. Break it up into small pieces. You got a goal? Take a bite today, this moment. When you're done watching us right now, go do something towards your goal. Go send an email. Call somebody. Say no. Say yes. Look for a new job. Start the company. Just create the URL. If it's real estate, go make offers. If you're in the real estate business, you should be doing three things: marketing, making offers, and selling deals. That's what you need to be doing. All the rest of this stuff is a cost until you figure that out. Guys, that's the message today. Today was real estate because I'm here with my dear friend and someone who's just gone up, down, but crushing it. Took his life to a whole nother level, employs lots of people, has got a great business here. If you guys like this message, more of the tactical pieces, share this, like it. Let me see the hearts go across. Let's see the share this and get it out. Thank you so much, guys. I see him coming. I appreciate you guys. And as always, if you don't have my book, go to deansfreebook.com, deansfreebook.com. Get the hardcover of my best book ever. And every time you do, every time we ship a book, I provide 22 meals through Feeding America. Yes, we are over 500,000 meals so far on our way to hopefully 10 million because of you guys. So share this message, get that book out there, get this message out there, and we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for being here in Weekly Wisdom. Matt, any last before we go?
Yeah, goals will change your life and your business. So you got to make it a priority. Do it every day.
All right. Guys, appreciate you. Thanks for being here. We'll see you soon.